Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something really crucial, but often invisible in our justice system, professional process serving.
That's right, the folks who actually deliver those legal papers.
Exactly. And we're looking at it through the lens of Louisiana, specifically focusing on Scott Frank, the founder of Lafayette Process Servers, LLC. We've got sources about his company, their approach.
Right. The idea is to figure out what makes someone or a company truly excellent in this field. It's not just dropping off documents, is it?
Not at all. Our mission today is to unpack that. What defines top-tier process serving using this Louisiana example?
Because, as we'll see, it's a critical legal function. It's about expertise, using the right tools, staying compliant. If that first step isn't solid, the whole legal process can wobble.
Okay, so let's dive in. Section one. Experience. The sources mentioned Scott Frank has over two decades doing this. Why is that kind of long-term experience so important here?
It's more than just years on the job, right? Oh, absolutely. It's about the sheer volume of situations encountered. Think about it over 20 years. You've seen pretty much every tricky serve, every excuse, every weird local rule variation. The sources emphasize that his business was built on professionalism, accuracy. Things you really only master through repetition and, well, learning from mistakes over time, probably.
So it builds reliability.
Exactly. Yeah. It means they know how to handle things correctly, legally, so the service holds up if challenged.
And the scale of their operation mentioned. It covers major cities like Baton Rouge, New Orleans, but also, and this jumped out at me, all 64 parishes in Louisiana. That sounds complex.
It really is. Covering 64 parishes, that's not just driving around. It means understanding potentially 64 different nuances in how things are done locally. Different clerks, different interpretations sometimes.
Oh,
yeah. You got dense cities, remote rural areas, swamps. The geography alone is a challenge. But doing it legally across all those places, that demonstrates a deep practical knowledge. It's why they're seen as a go-to resource.
So that wide reach really speaks to their expertise.
Definitely. It shows they understand serving papers is a fundamental part of making the justice system actually work.
Right. Let's shift gears a bit. Section two, the modern toolkit. What specific skills or knowledge sets a top process server apart today?
Well, the sources keep coming back to one thing. Deep expertise in the Louisiana Rules of Civil Procedure.
Okay, the rule book.
Yeah, but it's not just knowing the rules exist. It's knowing precisely how to apply them in every specific situation to ensure that service is legally watertight. You know, Scott Frank's team has handled thousands of serves. You don't do that without mastering the details.
For someone not familiar, what makes those rules so tricky? Is it timing? Who you can serve?
It can be all of that. Louisiana, like most states, has very strict requirements. Who's an acceptable person to leave papers with if the main person isn't there? How do you properly document your attempts? What are the deadlines?
Right.
Get any of that wrong, serve the wrong person, mess up the affidavit of service, and the other side can just argue the service was invalid. That can delay or even kill a case. So, yeah, the compliance hurdle is high.
Okay, so that legal knowledge is paramount. But the sources also talk about blending old-school persistence with modern technology. What's the tech angle here?
This is where it gets interesting. The big theme is transparency. Things like real-time status updates for clients are pretty standard now for good firms.
Okay.
But the standout tech mention is body cameras.
Body cameras, like police wear for serving paper.
Exactly. Think about it. It provides indisputable proof of what happened during the service attempt.
Huh. How does that actually play out? Let's say someone denies they were served.
Well, instead of a he said, she said situation, the server has video evidence. Time, date, location, who they spoke to, what was said, the papers being handed over. It's all recorded.
Wow. So it cuts down on disputes about whether a service actually happened correctly.
Precisely. It validates that crucial first step in the legal process. It protects the server, protects the client, and honestly, speeds things up by preventing frivolous challenges.
It really elevates the server's role. They're not just delivering, they're creating part of the official record, almost.
That's a great way to put it. And this kind of tech becomes even more important when you deal with what the sources call the difficult serve.
The people who really, really don't want to be found or receive those papers.
Yeah. Evasive individuals. Finding them requires more than just knocking on the last known address.
So what do they do then?
That's where skip tracing comes in. It's basically investigative work using databases, public records, and, well, ethical but strategic techniques to locate someone.
So detective work, essentially.
Kind of, yeah. Specialized detective work focused on finding people for legal service. It shows a commitment to actually getting the job done, not just making a few attempts and giving up. You need persistence and smarts.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's talk about the philosophy behind all this. Section 3, guiding principles. How does a company ensure this level of precision and ethical conduct across a whole team, across 64 parishes?
The sources point to three core principles driven by Scott Frank's vision. First, integrity first. Everything has to be done ethically and professionally. Those body cams we talked about, they tie right into this proving ethical conduct.
Okay. Integrity, what else?
Second, client-centered communication. Keeping the law firm, the client, constantly in the loop. Those real-time updates fit here, no surprises.
Right. Constant updates.
And third, relentless pursuit of success. Basically, they commit to using all their experience, their tools, their skip tracing skills, everything, to get the serve completed successfully and correctly. It's not just a job, it's critical to the client's case moving forward.
That sounds like a strong internal culture. Is there any external validation of these standards?
Yes. The sources mention their membership in NAPPS, the National Association of Professional Process Servers.
NAPPS.
Being part of NAPPS means they agree to adhere to a national code of ethics and high industry standards. It's like a stamp of approval, giving clients confidence they're dealing with vetted professionals.
That's important. And beyond just serving papers, what other kinds of support do these top-tier operations offer? The sources list a few things.
Right. They often become a sort of legal support partner. We already mentioned complex skip tracing, but they also handle things like court records research, acting as a legal courier, and doing court filing, actually taking documents to the courthouse, especially in key locations like Baton Rouge.
So they handle a lot of the physical legwork for law firms.
Exactly. Streamlining those interactions with the courts and other parties.
Okay, so we've got this picture of a really professional, tech-enabled, ethically driven operation. Let's bring it back to the listener, maybe someone running a small firm or even an individual who might encounter the legal system. Why does all this high-level stuff matter to them?
It really boils down to risk and efficiency. When service is done right the first time, meticulously, compliantly, maybe even with body cam proof, the chances of it being challenged later plummet.
And challenges mean delays and costs, right?
Big time. A challenge means motions, hearings, more attorney fees, potentially missed deadlines. It stalls the entire case. So using a server with these high standards directly translates to lower risk and, ultimately, a smoother, faster legal process for the client. Integrity saves money here.
That's a key insight. High standards aren't just nice to have. They have a tangible impact. Now, before we wrap up, there's a really crucial piece of context from the sources we absolutely have to cover.
Yes, super important. We've talked a lot about the how and why of process serving.
Right, the mechanics.
But none of it is legal advice. The sources are very clear. This information is for general informational purposes only.
Okay, let's underline that. We're analyzing a process, not giving advice for your specific situation.
Exactly. Every legal case is unique. If you've been served with papers or you're involved in any legal matter,
what should they do?
Talk to a qualified attorney immediately. Seriously. Don't rely on podcasts, websites, anything online for actual legal guidance. Your situation needs specific, professional advice, and time is often critical.
That's the non-negotiable takeaway. Get professional legal counsel.
Please do.
All right. So recapping our deep dive today, excellence in process serving, using this Louisiana example, really hinges on mastering those complex legal rules.
The rule of civil procedure, yeah.
Leveraging technology like body cameras for transparency and proof.
Indisputable proof.
And operating with this relentless ethical commitment to getting the job done right.
It's that blend of knowledge, tech, and integrity.
Which brings us to our final thought for you, the listener. Consider this. The process server is often the very first physical, documented link in the formal legal chain connecting one party to another or to the court.
The initial touch point.
Exactly. So how critical is the integrity, the accuracy, the provability of that very first link? If that initial step is flawed or unethical or can't be proven, what does that say about the foundation of the entire judicial process that follows?
It really underscores the importance of getting that first step absolutely right.
Something to think about. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
See you next time.